Conclusion. People on the home front were lucky. They were never attacked. President Roosevelt died on April 12, 1945. It was a crushing shock. Then Vice President Harry S. Truman became president. He led the nation through the last of the war. Germany surrendered on May 7, 1945. This date is called VE Day for Victory in Europe. Japan surrendered on August 15th. At last, the troops started home. Caption: In cities and towns all across America, people crowded into the streets to celebrate the end of the war. In their own words, Prudence Moylan was 6 years old when the war ended. She remembers. Everyone, or at least lots of children in the neighborhood, brought pots and spoons out into the street and marched around, banging on the pots and making lots of noise to celebrate the end of the war. Once at home, the veterans needed jobs. Factories made room for them. They fired their wartime staff. But these women and African Americans had proved their worth as workers. And the war years had given them hope. They would have harsh struggles ahead. Yet they had a new goal: civil rights. Equality seemed possible. A law called the GI Bill gave veterans loans. They used the loans to attend college, buy homes, and set up stores. Better times came at last. In fact, the decade after World War II was one of the most peaceful times the United States has ever had.